Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Dr. Carl Kukkonen, CEO and president of VioSpace. And VioSpace trades on the OTC bulletin board. The ticker symbol is VSPC. VioSpace is an alternative energy company which provides products and technology for renewable and clean energy that reduce the dependence on fossil and high-risk pollutant energy sources. Thanks for joining us today, Carl, Dr. Kukkonen.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Great. Start off about talking about the fuel cell cartridges that are being provided by your subsidiary to Samsung.
Well, that's today's news, but let me put that in context first.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, VioSpace, as you said, we do renewable and alternative energy. On the renewable energy side, we grow a proprietary, fast-growing grass that is used to make biofuels and is used as an animal feed. On the fuel cell side, we produce disposable fuel cartridges that provide the energy source for notebook computers and cell phones that are powered by fuel cells. So we don't make the biofuel. Rather, we make the grass that is the feedstock for the biofuel factory. And we don't make the fuel cells, but we do make the disposable fuel cartridges that provide the energy source. So both the grass and the fuel cartridges represent potentially large and recurring revenue streams. Just to put that into context, a single fuel cell-powered notebook computer is projected to use 100 fuel cartridges during its lifetime. So the fuel cell is analogous to the razor, and the cartridge is analogous to the razor blade. Now, today's news is that Samsung has, for the first time, publicly revealed their new military fuel cell. It's pictured on our website. There are pictured on Samsung's website, but it uses VioSpace fuel cartridges. We've been working with Samsung for a long time, but we haven't been able to talk much about it because of confidentiality. So we're happy that they're finally publicly talking about it, and they have completed testing this fuel cell with the U.S. Army, and they're going to continue testing, and they're looking at mass production not only of the military fuel cell, but also fuel cells for laptop computers and other industrial devices. In Samsung's own press release, they said that they expect sales of military fuel cells to reach more than $580 million by 2013. This is a good business, and we're happy to be hooked up with Samsung.
And talk a little bit more about Giant King Grass and the increased production of the renewable low-carbon energy source.
Well, the grass is not like any grass that's growing in your lawn. It's called Giant King Grass. It can grow to 12 feet tall in 60 days, and it can be harvested four times a year. And again, your listeners can see pictures of this grass on our website, which is www.viaspace.com. Now, we're targeting cellulosic biofuels for this grass, and this could be ethanol, methanol, or green gasoline. Biofuels have great potential. They're generally made from plants. Plants are a renewable resource. And when you burn a grass-based biofuel, it makes carbon dioxide go in the atmosphere. But the next crop of grass growing 60 days later absorbs that CO2, and so the net process is very green. Another thing about grass as a feedstock for biofuels, it is not a food stock. Current biofuels, such as ethanol, are based on corn. And today, one-third of the world's corn production is going into making ethanol. People have blamed ethanol for increasing worldwide food prices, worldwide hunger. With grass as a feedstock, there should be less impact on food prices.
Thanks for the background. And talk a little bit about some. Continue talking about some of the other trends in the market and how well positioned is ViaSpace to capitalize on them.
Well, alternative energy is big and growing. People are worried about carbon emissions. They're worried about foreign sources of supply, and they're worried about feeding their people. We think that the grass is the first stages of it are happening now. For example, British Petroleum just announced that it's building a grass-based biofuel plant in Florida. In the latest issue of Time magazine, or the March 23rd issue of Time magazine, Toyota in an advertisement said that it can reduce the emissions of its hybrid cars by using cellulosic-based ethanol. The Obama administration is pushing alternative carbon-free fuels. State of California has an initiative on cellulosic biofuels. We're very well positioned to exploit this marketplace worldwide.
And what differentiates ViaSpace from the other companies right now in your sector?
Well, most of the companies in our sector are focusing on building the biofuel plants. So they want to make an ethanol plant or a green gasoline plant. We are focused on providing the feedstock. We're growing the grass for these plants, but a very important differentiator is that our grass is also a good animal feed. So I can sell it to two marketplaces. I can get two bites of the apple. I can sell it to as animal feed today and as biofuel feed tomorrow and the future.
Great. And let's shift the focus. Talk a little bit about your what were the drivers behind your recent Q4 results, which were particularly strong?
Well, as you probably know, we did an acquisition in October of last year, and the acquisition is a profitable low-tech company that did about $6 million in business last year with $1.2 million in profit. We could only consolidate the last 2.5 months into ViaSpace. But it's a profitable company, and these profits are being used to expand the grass business. It's wonderful to have this stream of profits. We don't have to go out to the capital markets to raise money. As you know, General Motors can't raise money today, but we have a stream that we can use to expand and build our business. We've got, at the end of the year, we had $2.6 million in the bank. I think we're well positioned for the future.
And in terms of, will you continue to look for M&A activity as a catalyst towards continued growth?
I think right now we're well positioned for some organic growth. I mean, we'll always look at a good opportunity, but I think with the grass business and the fuel cartridge business, we've got two huge opportunities. The grass business is fairly obvious, but it's projected that after 5 years of fuel cells in laptops and notebook computers and cell phones, there's going to be 3 billion cartridges sold. If we can make 10 cents profit per cartridge, that means there's $300 million in profit out there. That's why we're after that marketplace aggressively. We think we can grow organically for the next year or so.
Good answer. And can you walk us through your background and experience as well as that of some of your key management team?
Well, first off, I was trained as a physicist. I have a PhD in physics from Cornell University. I worked at Ford Motor Company where I was their expert on hydrogen. I've been working in alternative fuels for a long time. I know which ones are real and which ones are not. I don't believe hydrogen is a viable fuel, but green gasoline and ethanol are. I then was research director at the NASA Caltech Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and we licensed some technology from the space program. That's where the name of the company comes from, ViaSpace. And in 1998, almost 11 years ago, We formed ViaSpace, and it became public in 2005. Our CFO has experience as controller of a NASDAQ company, and our technical people are extremely sharp.
Great. And what specific objectives have you and the management team set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Grow grass, grow more grass, and sell grass. Show the investors that we are actually making progress step by step by step. Your listeners are probably aware that the Cohen Independent Research Group recently did a research report on ViaSpace. They looked at our projections, and using their proprietary model, they thought our stock should be 8 to 10 cents now. At today's price, they say it's a bargain. We think we can grow and achieve those objectives and build that value for our shareholders.
And do you think that investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
We're working hard to explain that. And we have a very loyal following of people in the fuel cell area, and they're asking, why are we moving into the grass area? The answer is that the fuel cells are an excellent opportunity, but there's a parallel opportunity to give us a second bite of the apple on the grass side. And with the acquisition, the profits from the low-tech company are paying for the grass expansion. I think they are comfortable now with saying we're doing alternative energy with fuel cells and renewable energy with the grass.
Great. And once again, joining us is Dr. Carl Kukkonen, CEO and President of ViaSpace, which trades on the OTC bulletin board. Once again, ticker symbol is VSPC, trading slightly north of a penny a share. And before we conclude, Dr. Kukkonen, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider ViaSpace as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I believe our business is going to grow, and we can do this with minimal dilution to our shareholders. The profits from the low-tech business, I think, will sustain us. The grass business is expected to grow significantly, both for biofuels and animal feed. And the fuel cartridges are a potential home run. Fuel cells and fuel cartridges are an industry that does not exist today. We're on the ground floor, and being a partner with Samsung is very important.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track ViaSpace's progress and growth. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you for having me. I would tell your listeners that if they go to our website, www.viaspace.com, they can get a link to the Cohen Research Report, and we recently filed our annual report, the 10-K. The link to that, it describes our business very well, and as your listeners research us, I think they're going to like us better and better.
Certainly. Thanks a lot.